Okay, we're now into the new fourth hour. We've been doing it for the last month. A lot of affiliates picking up the show. We really appreciate that. I want to take one or two final calls for Pastor David J. Smith and plug his national television program before he leaves us. Pastor, let's do that now. One more time, the website, the free magazine, your subscription offer, and when people can tune in and see your national television transmission.
Okay. Now, the TV show is on DirecTV. You have to have a dish, DirecTV. And it's on channel 367. Eastern time, it's at midnight, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, 11 p.m., Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in the central time zone.
And so in California, that'd be 9 p.m. Pacific.
That's correct. And our toll-free number is 1-800-516-8736.
And you have a free offer of a year subscription of NewsWatch magazine, now in its 28th year of publishing.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take a few quick calls here. Greg in New Jersey, thanks for holding here on the air with Pastor David J. Smith.
Excellent show, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot today. One thing that I've been called is a racist because in New Jersey, they had a Mexican consulate on wheels literally come through Ocean, Monmouth, Middlesex County.
Yeah, handing out fake IDs to everybody, but then the police throw the book at you for not having a driver's license, but the illegals are above the law, allowed to drink and drive. That's because they're part of taking over for the North American Union. Again, we're not bashing those people. The point is they're a weapon, a tool. Go ahead.
It's even better than that. They even had representatives from Bank of America there signing up people for accounts. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I understand. If there was something going on in America and something terrible was happening in America and Canada was the only place to go, I could see something like that happening.
Well, let me be clear here. Wells Fargo and Bank of America, they both accept with a consulate matricula and give them bank account. A citizen has to have three forms of ID. And we've gone in and protested Bank of America. Let me get a comment from David J. Smith on this.
Well, it's obvious that there going right along with President Bush and Fox's and British Prime Minister Martin's program, and they want to have a United States of North America, you might say. The three nations, one economy. So they're going to try to give them their own bank accounts, open it for them, because they see nothing but money. This is the greed of what's going on in America
and
basically the whole world.
And 2 years ago, Bank of America admitted in an AP article that, quote, oh, there's pressure to kick these poor people out. So, yeah, we're bending the rules to help them. No, this is an agenda to balkanize and drive down wages in this country.
That's right.
Anything else you want to add there, Greg?
Well, the thing that just troubles me is the fact that if you bring up the fact that, you know, if you're a law-abiding citizen of the United States and then you point out the flagrant violations of federal, local, and other laws, and by people who don't even belong here, somehow you're labeled a racist. It's like, no, I stand for the rule of law.
Well, also, we have the Catholic Church running around with their diocese pushing for legalization, and I think that's wrong. That goes back to what Pastor Smith was saying. Does that tie into this?
Absolutely, it does.
Even the Pope, when he came here, he chastised America and said we should have more compassion upon these illegal aliens coming into our country.
But the truth is they don't want to keep them down there, so they force a good revolution. They're using the U.S. as a steam valve.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that call, Greg. Anything else?
No, I'm really glad to be a member of your subscription service. I learn a lot, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, for PrisonPlanet.tv is how we finance much of what we do, and it's a great value, and it's a great activist tool, but it also supports us. So it's a win-win-win-win. Thank you so much. Okay, we'll come back and take more calls. I'm going to let Pastor David J. Smith go now. He spent 2 hours with us today, and I want to have him back up in the near future. Thank you for your tireless work, sir, for my family, everybody else's family, and the great work you've done to try to bring people to the Lord.
It's my pleasure, and God bless, and keep going.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of your calls first, then a lot of news. 1-800-259-9231 or 512-646-5400. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. And now I'm going to take some more of your calls. Then we got a big news blitz coming up. I'm going to skip ahead of everybody. Betty in Florida says she disagrees, so she'll go to the head of the line. Doesn't matter. My detractors still say all the calls are screened and fake. And even when they call in themselves, it's all part of the dishonesty and intellectual bankruptcy of those that claim only they fight the New World Order, no one else. But let's see if Betty really disagrees or not. Betty in Florida, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I really do disagree with you, but this time it has to do with when you were talking about the Catholic Church being part of the New World Order.
Well, I mean, let's be clear here. I'm not bashing Catholics individually. I believe Pat Robertson and the main Protestant movements controlled by the New World Order. I just had David J. Smith on to talk about how, well, I mean, the Catholic Church, no one can debate that Ratzinger is calling for a New World Order.
No, I'm not debating that. What I'm debating is that, and this comes out, this message comes out over your show quite a bit, whether it's from you or it's from your callers. You've had Hutton Gibson on your show.
Yes, I think he's a nice guy.
Right, and you know that there's a distinction between those who follow the post-Vatican II church and those who decry it.
Listen,
correct?
Here's the deal. The network runs the ads at once. There's a Catholic ad running about how the Catholic Church has been taken over by the New World Order. I had nothing to do with it. I'm accused of being a Jesuit for that being on. Then there's another ad that just aired saying that Papal Rome is taking over and going to kill us all, basically. So I'm not involved with that. And I understand this is divisive. It's why our movement can never grow and go forward, because everyone is obsessed with Jews, Catholics, Protestants. I mean, and I'm not joking when I say this, ma'am. I'm not joking. Let me list everything. Last night we were at the office, and by not joking, I mean this is not made up, but I am joking in that I think it's funny, but it's also sick. And I am, according to many people, and let me think of the best way to line it all up. There's so many to remember. A reptoid, Scientologist, Jesuit, coadjutor, let me think what else, Zionist, Nazi, CIA, Neanderthal. There's serious websites that show my head and claim I'm part of a Neanderthal devil race. Let me think of the other ones. There's a bunch of other ones out there. And most of our movement, the Liberty Movement, just spends its time all day bashing other groups, saying this is the leader, that's the leader, this person's got it right. I mean, I had some law website send me an email yesterday, and it just said, I know more than you, I'm better than you, you better call and talk to me, you never have me on, I'm going to get you unless you call me. Get me. I don't care about you getting me. You know, the point is that I had people call me up. Oh, let me think. I'm glad you bring this up, actually, Betty, because I had a guy call me or email me 7-8 years ago, and it was like, you better interview me. You've been contacted by my people and haven't. If you don't, I'm going to expose you as working for the Vatican. And so I was like, my gosh. And then I didn't know that guy was the leader of that movement, which is sad because, you know, the people believe it's legitimate. Their leader says flying saucers are controlled by German soldiers and that the Earth is on a string with the universe orbiting it. And these people are nuts. And so I think, well, there must not be truth to the Vatican running it, because they're making all these lies up about me and running around saying I'm a Catholic and a Vatican agent when I'm not. And then so I don't talk about it because I've been threatened that I'll be exposed if I don't. Well, I don't take to terrorism. You know, so it's kind of a reverse psychology. It's like if they do think Jesuits run it all, that's how they would actually behave, to act totally insane so no one would then follow them. And then once people attack you, they can never admit they're wrong, so they always find other things to add on to it. But at the same time, Tony Blair has become a Catholic so he can head Europe. The Catholic Church is calling for a world government. And I agree, the Catholic Church has certainly gotten more New World Order the last 30, 40 years, and I agree with Hutton Gibson that it's certainly New World Order now. You know, he writes a book saying the enemy's here, but see, that isn't enough for the Catholic bashers. You know, for Hutton Gibson and others to go and fight what Rome is doing and expose it, that it is an engine of New World Order. No, it's got to be all Catholics are going to hell, you're devils, we're good, you're not. And Alex is bad because he doesn't drip with pleasure bashing Catholics or Jews or whatever group, you know. And so these people are sectarian. It's always been that way. And so I'm not saying Catholics are bad people. I'm not saying they're evil. But the Catholic Church is at the forefront of opening the borders. They're at the forefront of gun control in the U.S. I got all these letters from dioceses that people mail me saying, you know, turn your guns in, it's of the Lord, you don't need to own guns. But the Protestant churches are doing it too. So I try to get past labels. It's just nothing's taboo here. I mean, on air I said, what do you want to talk about, David J. Smith? And he said, I want to talk about Jesuits. So he could talk about Jesuits, you know. This is a free and open forum. Those that say that we're run by the Zionists or run by the Jesuits or whatever it is that week, they lie about us. You know, they say your call was screened. They say this is a staged call right now. Even though they call in, they still say. I've seen YouTube videos of them call in and go, they're fake staged calls. I'm going on air now. You know, this is the mental illness. And see, it's because I'm on the tip of the spear. I'm on the vanguard of fighting them, waking people up. And I know we're on the radio on 60-plus AM and FM stations. And people are driving around in Colorado and Missouri and Texas and New York and Florida and California on all these valiant mom-and-pop stations that pick us up. And they're going, what on earth is this guy talking about? These people sound like a bunch of nuts. Instead of us talking about the Federal Reserve being private and torture and the New World Order and how they're doubling and tripling water prices. And, you know, that's why my show's been successful, because it is issue-oriented. And then as soon as you mention one of these groups, it goes into this big ball of wax, and you can't satisfy any of them. I could put on a Hitler mustache, Heil Hitler, say Jews are devil seed, the Nazi groups are still going to attack. I could say Catholics are seed of Satan running everything. It won't satisfy them. I'm not here to satisfy him. I'm here to really get at the truth. I respect David J. Smith, and he was saying that he thinks the Jesuits are highly involved, and there's no doubt today they are. Now, I've said my little five-minute rant. You go ahead and make your point.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm not attacking you either, Alex. I think you're a sincere Christian.
I am. I'm sincere. I try to tell the truth, and I also try to not be divisive.
What I'm trying to do is make the distinction for your listeners that there is a traditional, true Catholic Church that still exists, and it is not part of the New World Order. You are very correct that every pope since John the 23rd has been part of it. They are open heretics. They were living heretics. Ratzinger, in all his writings, is part of the New World Order. The Jesuits are part of the New World Order. I don't disagree with that. What I disagree with is making the generalization that all Catholics are part of it, because they are not. There are traditional Catholics who follow the traditional teachings of the Catholics.
No, I know that. I mean, look at the fruits of Hutton Gibson and Mel Gibson.
Exactly.
They're fighting the New World Order. I know, you know, Hutton and his family personally. They're good people. They're not bad. They're fighting what Rome is doing. But that isn't enough for the people that, I mean, their religion is the Catholics are the source of all evil. If they were gone, everybody would be okay. And that's not it. It's evil in the hearts of men. They can take over any organization, any group. And Betty, I really appreciate your call, and I'm sorry if what you heard earlier hurt your feelings. Listen, I want to fight face scanners going into the bars, where everyone must be face scanned when you go in a bar or when you buy cigarettes. Okay, I mean that's a pretext to get buy and sell global face scan in, as I told you a decade ago they do. And I don't want to turn Catholics that are listening to the show off where they won't go fight face scanners because they tune me out because I'm bashing Catholics any more than the disgusting fake Protestants. See, I'm non-denominational. And then they tell me that's a denomination. What I mean is I'm not in any group. I just love Jesus. And see, then it turns into a show about religion when I'm just trying to cover the news, which I find to just be a million different groups fighting with each other and all running around saying they've got the answer. Listen, man, I'm just somebody going here. Daily Mail, AP, other articles, face scanners to catch drinkers. You know, I'm just trying to cover that. And then I've gotten, you know, threatened by groups. You better say it's Jews or we're going to kill you. And I'm like, God, these are really nasty people. Or you better say it's the Catholics or we're going to get you. And then they engage in such intellectually bankrupt lies. I mean, they say things about me that are not true. It's very painful because, you know, and I've asked all those groups, look, keep attacking me. Because if I tell them don't attack me, they'll think, oh, you don't want to be attacked. It must be effective. We'll redouble it. It isn't that I individually don't like being attacked. In fact, it's wrong, and it's a sin. Last night at about midnight, we were winding down work here, working on the new film, and I'm going to be showing up at the Alamo Draft House coming up this Saturday and Sunday. Only two showings, and that's it. And Berman starts laughing, and I go, what is it? He's down there working on a film, too, with Aaron. And I walk over, and it's a 1950s horror film cover, very famous, of a woman screaming with her hand up. And he goes, look, they say you are a transvestite, and this is you. And we start laughing, but then I kind of got a sick feeling it's not funny. And then Rob Jacobson gets up, and he goes, that's it. And he's the one that said it. He goes, you are a Neanderthal, transvestite, Vatican assassin, Zionist, Nazi, because they say I'm a Nazi too, Scientologist, reptoid. And we all literally started laughing so hard we were crying. But then at the end of it, I just said, this isn't funny. You know, I mean, we can individually laugh about this, but that our movement is not the general listeners, not the main, you know, group, but so much of what's on YouTube and the web is just bedlam, man. It's just absolute bedlam. And then each group, the Zionist group or the Catholics do it all group, they'll then say, well, don't mix me in with the reptoids and the Neanderthal people and this. You know, we're being serious, but it's not serious. And you know what? I could even send the person the 1950s horror poster that's not me with a wig on in drag. It doesn't matter. They're not going to say it's not me ever. Because they've committed to saying I'm this bad thing. They're invested in that and they're never going to go back. So I just want them to expose at least mercury and vaccines or a few things. Like, keep spending your time on me, but redouble your efforts and do some good, too.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Coming up, I'm going to play this great video I saw put together on YouTube using some clips from my films, New World Order on Trial. About 5 minutes long, we'll be playing that coming up. All right, let's try to move through your calls a little bit quicker. I apologize to new listeners all across the country that had no idea what that whole discussion was earlier. Any movement's also going to have schizophrenics attracted to it. I mean, when the government's on TV saying everybody should be forced to take microchips, then that makes all the schizophrenics say, see, I told you they put chips in me, and maybe some of those that are schizophrenics really weren't schizophrenics and were under mind control. But you just got a lot of crazies out there, and this freeing up of the media is part of them having a venue, and some can say that about me. But I'm glad that we're having a larger open debate. you know, about all these subjects. I would just ask people that if you're going to engage in the morbidity of just attacking a bunch of innocent people and making crap up, spend as much time attacking the New World Order and actually warning and waking up new people. That way you can have your cake and eat it, too. There's few things in life. Frankly, I still need the entertainment in a sick way, so don't stop. In fact, maybe even increase your attacks on me a little. But then separately as a moral thing, spend time, you know, actually on something you can prove and something we can do, okay? And I've listed a lot of those issues. Okay, I'm already digressing. It doesn't matter. Let's talk to John in Texas and Robert, Mike, Haley, and Evian, and that's it. Go ahead, John. Oh, and then Alex over here, too. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that I'm going to be at the film premiere this weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
And my question was for Pastor Smith, but he's gone now. And he brought up the Knights of Malta and, you know, the Jesuits and things. And I'm not a Catholic.
No doubt it's New World Order. No one's debating. You heard a Catholic earlier say it is.
Okay, I'm not a Catholic, and I'm not doing anything of that nature. But he brought Knights of Malta up, and my question was about Patrick Buchanan, who's written all these sincere books about us losing our sovereignty and our borders and NAFTA and these bad trade deals. And he's even spoken out harshly against the New World Order on TV. I've seen him, but I also know he belongs to the Knights of Malta. And if there's any elaboration there, should we believe he's sincere? I really don't know.
Well, you've got to judge somebody by their entire track record. And the stuff he did with Nixon is not good. But ever since then, he's done nothing but good stuff. People claim that I'm best buddies with him. I have met Pat Buchanan once at a Republican debate in 96, or was it earlier than that? And again, and it becomes their own little inquisition of, you know, have you ever known a communist? Did you ever know one? It's like McCarthyism. But we've interviewed Buchanan, and we're also supposed to not interview anybody that's Jewish for the anti-Zionist groups. And then we're also not supposed to interview anybody that's Catholic. And then they put a whole list of whoever you've interviewed that's Catholic, and then it's some great evil. And then they ask, how do you interview Buchanan? How do you get him? Well, you lazy jackasses, when he has a new book come out, could call the publisher and say, I'd like to interview him. That's how it works. Publishers every day mail us books and want us to interview these people. That's how I got that Rothschild on and then attacked him because he had a new book out. And people said, look, he's got a Rothschild on. He's in league with them. See, I'm asking people to be adult. The point is, Buchanan's putting out books that wake you up to the New World Order. You can use that book to wake people up. The book doesn't have anything bad in it. And so, no, I don't think he is. See, it's not the lower or even mid-level people in any of these groups. It's the high-ups, and the New World Order runs all the major groups. So if you just say it's this group or that group, you fall into their hands. Carol Quigley at Georgetown said that in his book. He said they can never beat us because they think it's one group or the other when we've got all the big major groups. We got to get the people together to fight back against it on a larger scale.
Yeah, and I'd like to make a point about this all. A part of our movement, when it comes to religious aspects, there's a part of our movement in films and books that dispute whether Jesus actually ever walked on the earth.
That's zeitgeist. Listen, and I appreciate your call. I got to jump. That guy used clips of me on the internet. I get attacked for that. Why are you in zeitgeist? Why am I in 10 million videos on the web? They took my stuff and put it in there. You know, but again, it's this inquisitor thing. I wish everybody would go inquisit their mayor, their county commissioner. I wish you'd go find out the public schools teaching the kids how to spy on you. But you won't do that. It's easier just to lazily say that I'm in league with the Tooth Fairy. Let's go ahead and take another call. Rob in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alec. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I don't know what that was.
Probably
first-time caller. Just recently been turned on to your stuff. I am a graduate of a seminary, a Baptist seminary from out in North Texas. And just wondering what you think about as far as reasons why our government goes after these other dictators like Manuel Noriega. Then the list goes on and on. What is the reasoning behind them going after these other dictators to promote these wars?
Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you on the other side. It's a great question. And, Rob, and then we'll go to Mike, Haley, and Evian, and that's going to be it for calls. So I got a bunch of news I want to play, and we're going to go out with this video, The New World Order on Trial. Stay with me, PrisonPlanet.tv members. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, let us now go back to the calls. Sometimes during break, I forget what I was talking about, running around doing things during the break. I think we were talking to Rob in Florida. That's right. He was asking about why do they go take out dictators. Okay, let me try to give you my answer to this and get your take on it or any follow-up questions, Rob. And it's basically just this. They're good, bad, and indifferent. They don't care if a nation really is run by a thug or run by an angel or run by a mix of in-between, as it normally is. They just want a client state that will follow orders. They want a client state that will do the will of the New World Order. And if Manuel Noriega, who they openly worked with, and George Bush Sr. met with and openly worked with the CIA, and he owned giant palaces in Switzerland and France and one next door to the Bushes and laundered the money, and he publicly stopped paying his cocaine cut, and they just had a huge military invasion a few months later. And they announced that some of our women had been kidnapped, and we have interviews with the women. They said, we were never kidnapped. Special forces showed up and said, stay inside our house. They were there to protect us, and the gunships an hour later attacked. So whenever I say we shouldn't attack Iran, that doesn't mean I'm even defending Iran. most governments are wicked and evil. That's the nature of governments and powerful type people that are willing to do what it takes to get into power. They're intelligent, but also ruthless. So, but you have the globalists, it's like a global risk game, and they've almost got all the countries on the table, but a few, quote, rogue nations. Some of those nations are good, some are bad, some are in between. The point is the globalists want a monopoly so that they have total control across the planet. And they say that that's what they want. So that's why they overthrow dictators and put other dictators in. I mean, all over the world, the United States, again, a unit of the Anglo-American Empire, regardless of who's running it, we know it's the Anglo-American Empire, they go around overthrowing nations and actually putting dictators in. The Arabs were somewhat secular in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and the public U.S. policy was to go in and fund radical, mainly Wahhabists, out of British-controlled and created Saudi Arabia, to radically go in and machine gun, bomb, kill as a shock force. They used those on all the other Arab and bunch of Central Asian countries and took them over, then had the same group attack the Russians in 79 to get them to attack Afghanistan. That's admitted history, but nobody knows it. They think Russians just attacked. And again, not defending the Russians. They were evil as well. See, that's what confuses people. It's like, well, are you for us or the Russians? Well, no, it was the Russians were corrupt empire, but then the globalists went in and attacked them to get them to come in. And at a higher level, that was all a game, too, to really play off the nations, the Central Asian nations, and keep them from industrializing. That was meant to wreck infrastructure. It was also meant to bankrupt Russia to bring further banker control in. So this is how they operate, just like they used the Muslims to attack the Serbs, and then because they were sovereign. So does that answer your question, sir?
Ed, that certainly does. The reason why I ask that is because from my heritage, my grandmother immigrated here from Panama. My grandfather was stationed in the Panama Canal during World War II. And my great uncle, who was still living in Panama at the time, he was with the was high up in the government of Panama before Noriega took over, and had to flee the country for his life, because once Noriega gained power, he basically was exterminating anyone who was a dissident to his rule. And it's just kind of having known the United States' dealings with Noriega, kind of a matter of hypocrisy that they will deal with somebody and then turn around and go and then depose them.
Well, I agree, but it's not even hypocrisy. This is a plan. I mean, they wrote, there's declassified textbooks on this.
Of course.
They didn't want the poet that spoke five languages and had 170 IQ and was secular, Mohammad Mosaddegh, was pro-U.S. and trained in the West, as a president. They sent in Wahhabist Muslims into the Shiite Iran, and they sent al-Qaeda in, the British intel with the section chief CIA commander, Kermit Roosevelt, grandson of the president. And they wrote books about it. It's all declassified, and they staged terror attacks and blamed it on him. They bombed mosque and blamed it on him, a reverse false flag. Very complex to implement, but they admit they did it. And it's the same thing. It isn't that, you know, they deal with dictators. They got Saddam when he was 18, top of his class, military academy, well-known secular family. They sent him to Egypt for 4 years in CIA, encoding, espionage, explosives as a commander. He helped run hit teams that killed hundreds of the Socialist Ba'ath Party. He was unstoppable. Then the Ba'athists came to the U.S. and said, we now want to do whatever you say. He machine-gunned the president, shot him twice, almost killed him. So they came and said, look, stop trying to kill us. And the U.S., controlled by the globalists, this is all declassified public, said, okay, put our man, now 30-something years old, Saddam Hussein, in 1969, trained in 48 through 52, in Egypt by the CIA. This is all admitted. They said, put him in power as the head of Ba'ath security, and we'll stop trying to kill you. Make a deal. So they made a deal. They then, once he got his people in place, the globalists then were treacherous, killed the Ba'athist leadership, put Saddam in a pure CIA/Israeli government. Now that they were in place, they started a war with Iran, hundreds of billions, but he owed $35 billion. He overpumped oil to try to pay off his debts. He then wanted to actually be a leader. And they said, no, you work for us. Then he said, well, I'm going to invade Kuwait. They're stealing oil. They said, go ahead. We're behind you. Then they shut him up, claimed he threw babies out of incubators, put out fake PR, went and attacked him. They've been running 18 years of siege, killed over 3 million Iraqis, 1 million plus since the last 5.5 years of invasion. And it's a huge black op. They're building bases all over to carry out regional extermination ops. And even in government documents, they are genocide citadels, armored techno citadels that then direct the turning Iraq into a Stone Age nation. Then they roll in with the UN forces as the saviors later, after a decade of U.S. occupation, with forced inoculation, sterilization compounds, further black op, which they mean to roll into Iran, Syria, and every other Arab nation to carry out eugenics operations against them. Does that answer your question, sir?
It sure does.
Okay. That's the black op, totally evil. But the globalists, I appreciate your call, will say, well, that's why we're in control. We're willing to do this. We got the organizational skills to do it. We got the institutions to do it. And by the way, we're going to do it to you too, Americans, and you're going to love it. Okay? Enjoy your cancer. All right. It's all part of the freedom, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I want to live. I don't want to die, but I'm not even worried if they kill me anymore, because it's like, you got to fight these people. I mean, this is the most diabolical stuff that anybody could ever come up with. I mean, it's just, oh, God. They always betray their minions, just like they create the Mujahideen 80 years ago. They use them to take over regional areas. They use them against Russia. They use them against Iran. They're using them, the government admits they're using, quote, Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. They've been bombing mosques, blowing up government buildings. Right now, Iran's suing the U.S. because they said, you publicly admit you fund Al-Qaeda. It's so sick how dumb they treat us. You know what? I'm just going to play this right now and then go to your calls, because I don't want to run out of time and miss this. This is the New World Order on trial. It's up on Infowars.com right now. It is really good. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can see the video of this right now. So go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv if you have not yet become a member, because this fourth hour, or like yesterday, we did 3 hours live, hour and a half with Galen Ross, an hour and a half with myself, and then we post these later, if you don't watch it live, at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And by the way, there's a lot of good shows. There's like 20-plus of them archived now. They're on PrisonPlanet.tv that a lot of you probably haven't seen, so be sure and get those and make copies of them, put them on disk. The file size isn't too big, and you can get them out to people. Let's see, I figured out their formula by reading their own documents, and I'm just trying to warn people. That's all I'm trying to do. You can figure out who's behind it and what the penultimate goal is and the rest of it yourself. I'm just exposing how they operate, what they're doing. I'm going to go ahead and go to this now. Here it is, New World Order on trial.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order in order...
This is no fantasy, no careless product of wild imagination. No, my good friends. These indictments I've brought you today, specific charges listed herein against the individuals, their acts of treason, their ultimate aim of sedition. These are matters of undeniable fact. I ask you now to pronounce judgment on those accused. on this mindless aberration, whose only means of expression are wanton violence and destruction. Once trusted by this council, charged with maintaining the defense of the planet itself, chief architect of this intended revolution and author of this insidious plot to establish a new order amongst us, with himself as absolute ruler. You have heard the evidence. The decision of the council will now be heard.
Guilty. Guilty. Guilty.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order. A new world order. A new world, a new world, a new world order.
Emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future. A new world order. A new world order. It is a new world order. A new world order. Order.
Not just militarily, we've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like.
The problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
In this new world, will have a profound impact. The forces shaping this world at this moment are so strong, and they all tend in one direction.
World government is the structure necessary for global justice. To establish a new order. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause. It is a big idea,
a new world order,
a new world order,
a new world order.
It is a big idea,
a new world order,
a new world order.
It is a new world order.
A new world order.
The new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
It is a big idea.
The new world order.
A new world order.
It is a new world order.
website, and you can see a little bit more of that online.
The Council on Foreign Relations, as Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Yeah, that's Dick Cheney laughing at everybody, saying that he wouldn't tell his constituents the CFR existed. Of course, Limbaugh, his buddy, lies to him and says it doesn't. We'll come back, take a few final phone calls, and I guess I didn't get to all the news. I don't think I'm doing a fifth hour. Wait a minute, maybe I should. But wait, I have films to make. I have too much work to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment. We're going to talk to Mike. We're going to talk to Haley and Evian. What a pretty name, Evian. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Because I want to get to Mike, Haley, Evan, Alex, George, Leo, and hell, do the news blitz like I promised. So we're going to do that. You know, we're going to fix things with an inside job, changing ourselves first, having the courage to stand up. Courage to fight back, courage to get involved. Just like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual. I know it's hard to live out in the light. All right, final segment of the main Genesis transmission back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then, of course, we do Overdrive some days, and it all restreams as soon as the show's over. If you miss any of David J. Smith or the other topics I covered, we're going to go into Overdrive for about 20 minutes today. That'll take everybody's calls and hit some news I wanted to get to. But before we do that, here at the end of the main show, I'm showing my new film, 9/11 Truth Rising. I mean, it's just amazing documentary. It's cinema verite. There's no voiceover. It's very well done, very professional. Two showings, and then I'm going to take your feedback and then make a few tweaks and release the film in about a month and a half. It'll first be on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and the DVDs will ship out to everybody. It really is an amazing film. 2 years in the making, and it's kind of a sleeper because I'm so busy working, I haven't had time to hype it up. But it really is the best-looking, most entertaining film I've ever made, and it's also very informative. So I hope you'll be there this Saturday. Go to InfoWars.com, link through to buy your tickets at InfoWars.com to the Saturday, 3:30 p.m., downtown Austin at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz, and then Sunday night after my radio show, 6:30 to like 9 at night, I'll be giving a 30-minute speech at the beginning as well. So get your tickets. More than half have sold for the first showing, half have sold for the second showing, so there aren't a lot of tickets left. They always hold about 10% of the tickets, though, to at the door. So you can go to the door now and buy them or buy them the day of at the door, but it's limited. So hope to see you there. Also, I meant to talk about this during the main show. I didn't. It's the InfoWars Money Bomb. The website's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. This is the guy that originally came up with the idea of the May 31st, 08 Money Bomb. And then it got picked up by Trevor Lyman and others. And I want to get this guy on. But I have been so busy that this has been out for like a week, and I haven't even mentioned it. Now, I thought about not even mentioning it, because frankly, I don't really ask for donations, and I'm not trying to get donations. But it just so happens that I want to gear up, build a stage, build a system to do a national TV show at least once a week on cable, on Dish Network or one of those. It's very easy to do. Well, it's hard to do, but easier than you think is the way to put it. It just takes capital. Well, we want to do that. We want to go into a bigger office, do a lot of new things, but it takes money. And this is perfect. The InfoWars Money Bomb for May 31st, go pledge on the site, and they want to get 20,000 people to give $100 on that day. And we did this for Ron Paul and everybody else, and I can't think of a better place to give. So also, if I don't plug this and then it's a bomb, in a bad way, then it'll be like, oh, look, they only raised $10,000. We can raise people hundreds of thou all the time. Ron Paul admits we raise millions of his millions. So I would hope you'd raise money, and we will put it all into all of it, into buying cameras, better equipment, better studio, and paying for airtime on TV. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We'll be right back in Overdrive at InfoWars.com. You got to go to InfoWars if you want to hear the audio stream, or PrisonPlanet.tv in the 20 minutes of Overdrive. Got to go to that stream right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.